Do you know what a desire line is? It's the way people walk through an area rather than follow any footpath that might be laid down for them. So if there's a footpath around a grassy area, but people have worn a shortcut walking across the grass, then the experts call this shortcut the desire line. There must be some sort of science about the way people move through an area, the paths they follow from A to B. In clothes shops, they put lino where they want you to keep moving, and carpet where they want you to slow down and browse. And what about bridges? In a town, if there's a road bridge across a river, the footpath on one side seems to get used more than the other. The reason I'm musing on people moving is because of Colette Kinsella. She noticed something about the way people move along the banks of the Grand Canal in Dublin. At a certain point, they slow down or stop. This happens to be where the swans are. And some do feed them, but others just stop. On their way from A to B, they pause.
See, there's Daddy fighting. Look at him.
Yeah, it's the
size of him. Look at the two of them.
Oh, they're
two
squaring
males,
up against
yeah.
each other.
Two males, yeah. And somebody get hurt.
Chilling.
Who owns the dog?
That's my Jack Judge.
What's his name?
Judge Shepherd.
And you bring Judge down here for his walks?
Yeah, he's like the water now, you know what I mean?
What brings you down here especially?
Yeah, it's a good weather.
It's a nice place to be,
yeah,
isn't
it's
it?
Lovely.
And does he like the water?
Michael, you make the conversation.
He dives, doesn't he dive?
Yeah, he dives and he's one of these people that cleans out the canal.
He's an eco warrior.
But he doesn't have any goggles on him or
no.
Scuba diving gear. There he is going in again. So he likes getting in and out of the water.
Yeah, he does. He cleans it out.
Oh, look, he's pulling out.
Yeah,
what's he doing now?
I clean the canal.
He takes pads out of bottles, puts them on the bank and then goes off and does something else.
Does he really?
Yeah, he's an eco warrior. He must be in something in a previous life or something.
That looked like a piece of netting or something.
It was.
And does he do that all the time?
Yeah.
Did you teach him to do that?
No, just as himself.
Did you teach him to fetch or anything? Or
no, he's just totally intelligent.
I wouldn't say, but he didn't take after his own or by that.
No, he doesn't. Yeah.
So you're just going to chill out here for the day?
No,
I'm going to have a can of
for dinner.
What's going to be on the menu?
Chicken is a chicken.
Chicken.
A roast chicken Sunday.
And did you just come from home?
Yeah, we live in Drogheda.
Oh, do you?
Just down visiting my mother.
Oh, right. Long
way
to come down.
Everybody says that's only 40 minutes away. Jesus, down near the bus, the airport.
Do you both live in Drogheda?
Yeah, we're queer.
Are you brothers?
No, I'm gay. Dream job, seriously.
You're gay?
Yeah.
Both of you?
Yeah.
Are you partners?
Yes.
Very nice, congratulations. You just look like each other.
You're not the only one to say that now, I swear to God. You're not the only one to say
so
that.
So what brought you up to Drogheda?
Change, yeah.
As good as the rest?
I got pissed off my family. That's life, isn't it? Like, that's true, yeah. I'm a stronger person. I don't need my family. I don't want my family.
When did you two get together?
3 years ago.
Over 3 years, yeah.
Well, you look fairly happy.
Well, yeah, happy. I can't stand him at times. Like, I hate him at times. Like, you know what I mean?
Feeling mutual.
Chalk and cheese.
Yeah, we're totally different. Totally different. Like, you know what I mean? We really are. Like, but jeez, I love him to bits. And, I wouldn't change him for the world or anything. Like, you know what I mean? But, shut up! The only thing I'd change is get rid of that dog. I would. Shut up, George. You're being interviewed.
He has something to say as well. He's probably saying the same
what
thing.
What was that, Skippy? What was that, Skippy? There's someone down the creek. We have to go home quick.
He's a good boy. He's a good boy.
Say hello. Say hello, George.
That's all?
Hi, how are you? I'm just having a chat with people who are, you know, walking by the canal and eating their sandwiches. Just wondering what people, what brings people here on a Sunday afternoon? What brought you here?
For me? It's the second time, actually. I like this place.
What do you like about it?
Probably because it's a channel, like, and there's a water that I... It's a water that's actually, it's like, you know, it's like desire or something like that, you know.
Hmm. So where are you going to, where are you coming from?
From Latvia.
All right. And where did you come from today? Did you come from home?
I had to travel an hour from city center. It's actually called Meath, not in Dublin. It's like...
You're in Meath.
yeah, it's Clonee. Yeah.
You came it's here worth. Especially because it's a nice place.
Yeah. I've been last year and hadn't time to come over again. So, you know, it's like autumn and it's a nice weather as well and a nice season. So I wanted to see.
Are you working or studying?
Working.
Where do you work?
Johnson Moon, right. In the bakery.
I know it well. Everybody, it's a famous bakery.
Famous?
Oh. Very famous here. Okay, well, enjoy the rest of your croissant. Yeah. It looks very, very nice. Thanks very much for talking to me.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
No problem.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
It's nice to see nature in the middle of the city. I think it's lovely. There's so much concrete and buildings, and it's actually not very pretty to look at. And I think it's very important for children or for people in general to touch base. And I think it's very grounding to be around nature. It's nice sometimes just to stop and sort of do nothing. Stop and just kind of be still for a little while.
It kind of makes you
that... It's a busy world.
And looking at the swans, they're so elegant, it kind of makes you switch off, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Really nice.
Or it's like, you know, I was with my nieces yesterday, and you know, the innocence of children when they're in the moment, they're just there. And I think when you grow up, you can lose touch with it very, very easily. So I think nature kind of, it's like to bring you back into that
it does,
space
yeah.
again.
So what is it you're giving them there?
It's bread from the bakeries.
Old bread.
Yeah. There's the guy, my girlfriend's brother, is staying with me at the moment, and he works at this bakery and he keeps bringing this bread home. I keep telling him not to bring it home. Poor old pigeons, not gonna eat.
So are you heading off now? You have a big guitar on your back.
Oh, yeah. I have a business down the road there, which is a sound recording of music.
Oh, really?
Production facility, yeah.
Oh. So you have a fine big guitar on your back now. Is that a classical guitar or
just a
steel string?
Steel string, yeah.
Where are you heading off to?
I'm going out to our studio.
Are you going to play or are you going to...
I'm going to record this guy. He kind of does blues, but his guitar is not great, so I'm going to let him mind.
How long do you think you'll be there for?
Not too long, I hope. That pigeon is getting a bit of a...
The swan now has just grabbed a pigeon and thrown it across the side.
I know, the pigeon's still like...
They're not happy with the pigeons, but the pigeons are taking the bread as well.
I have a friend now. If you hang about for the next couple of hours or a few days or something, you might
I don't think
he walks the canals.
Does he?
Yeah. At night.
What does he do?
Just walks around, you know. No interest in going to the pubs and stuff like that. And so, just walks up and down the canal.
There's a lot of pigeons hanging around now. Oh, they want more, they're not finished. Ooh, now it's getting aggressive. They're chasing each other away from the food. Hi.
Hello.
Sorry, I don't want to disturb you. I'm just watching you feeding the swans.
That's quite all right, yes. Look at what's down there, and I'm hoping they don't come up, because this is all I have.
How many? Do you come down to do this all the time?
Oh, I live there.
Oh, beautiful.
I've done it for the last 40, 50 years, so.
Really?
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
It's not even stable anymore. We have to buy fresh bread.
You have to buy fresh bread.
Yeah,
we
yes.
We don't have stale bread, so we buy fresh bread.
We buy, you know, maybe you get cheap bread and Dunn's and that, because if they all come up, believe me, they get through several sliced pans.
So, and how often do you come out? Do you come out every day?
Oh, every day.
Really?
Every day. Usually we try to hold it off until night time, because a lot of people come along now and they'll just... You see, there's Daddy fighting. Look at him.
Yeah. It's the
size of him. Look at the two of them.
Oh, they're
two
squaring
males,
up against each other.
Two males, yeah. And somebody will get hurt.
They must be very territorial.
Oh, very, very. Here,
it's a hard piece.
Maybe you take it. Here, do you want it? No, here.
He's walking off back towards
here,
the water
here,
now.
Here. This is the one that's hurt. Probably. Believe it or not, about, when my husband died 10 years ago, I'd say we're talking 20, 30 years ago, they actually wanted to close that all in.
Really?
And make a road. And all this community, we formed a committee and fought it.
Really?
And now look at it. You
it's,
know,
a
it's an amenity now, yeah. But this is what can happen if people don't stand up and fight too. You
and
know?
You put pressure on it all.
I have pressure. Oh, it's peace, quiet. Lovely area to live in, actually.
It's lovely to have some water, isn't
it? Yeah, it's lovely. Oh, yes. I always remember my husband's boss saying, if you ever buy a house, buy it beside water.
What's your name? That's a lovely jacket you're wearing. Beautiful pink jacket with Dora on it. What's your name?
Carissa.
Carissa. And do you like the swans, Carissa? Mm. Yeah? Are you going to give them some bread?
Mm.
You're going to feed them?
Yeah.
Very good.
It's good to see them. Sometimes they're not there. You know, last weekend they're not there.
Really?
Yeah. Must be in other areas. Yeah.
People who give them better bread or more
yeah.
bread.
And they move there. Yeah.
So you look very relaxed. You're sitting cross-legged on the side of the canal, and you're looking very relaxed.
Yeah.
And the sun is shining on your face.
Yeah, yeah. it's a very peaceful and quiet area. That's why I like. I'm a student actually over here.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what are you learning? What are you studying?
I'm studying business IT.
And do you also work here?
Yeah. And I'm working in TK Maxx.
Oh yes.
Yeah, Blanchistown.
Yeah.
Part time.
Why do you like this piece of the water especially?
Just look lovely. Yes, lovely place.
And you like the birds?
Especially swan. I don't like pigeon.
Colette Kinsella with passers-by and the swans at the Grand Canal in Dublin.
A little beetle sitting on top of the microphone.
Yep.
I'm Ronan Kelly, and you've been listening to The Curious Ear.